Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, human suffering, mental conditions, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
In 24-hour fitness, they say that the bodybuilder's heart grew three sizes that day. I'm Adam.
I don't have the cash for horse steroids. What do you have in the rodent variety? I'm Kelly.
So you know when you, like, squeeze a straw too hard and it kind of, like, splits up the middle? Yeah, that's your heart. I'm Sean.
Hey, my sad-looking eyes are up here. I'm Andy, and this is Acid Pop. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This week, let's get swole.
Oh, man.
We're going to do some steroids.
Can I pass? That escalated quickly.
I was wondering why the package you sent me had to go straight in the fridge.
Well, I thought you already have the needles from your diabetes, so I was like, yeah, he doesn't need those.
Maybe one will cancel out the other.
It's the cure.
We can get to some of that. We're looking at the etymology of the word steroid. It comes from sterol plus oid, meaning resembling.
Avoid the noid.
Yeah, it comes from avoid the noid.
What was the first word?
Sterol.
Like something that's clean and without germs?
I think white crystalline substance found in gallstones.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you two more terms. Anabolic. Anabolic means pertaining to the process of building up.
Oh, okay. Isn't that without oxygen? That's anaerobic. Okay. Never mind.
And it basically means, in old Greek, to throw up.
Oh, okay.
Off to a good start.
And corticoid, coming from the Latin cortex, meaning bark of a tree.
Uh-huh.
Every bodybuilder's dream.
So, turning into trees while throwing up. Got it.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
And nothing about this is great so far. I don't know what you're talking about, Kelly.
I think I saw that movie. It was called Troll 2.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got some quiz for you. A lot of it's true-false.
Mm-hmm.
Pass-fail.
But
Bert,
I'd like to ask you, what are the two major types of steroids used in medicine?
Two major types?
I just gave you them.
Corticoid or?
So is anacortoroid iobic, and what was the other one?
And throwing up.
There you go.
Yeah, tree bark.
Throwing up tree bark.
There are anabolic and corticosteroids. Now, corticosteroids are the ones that are most often used. Anabolic in very specific situations.
Okay.
Are we going to get into the differences between them?
Yes.
Okay. True.
So true or false, steroids are non-addictive.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to agree with that. It seems like you're probably more addicted to like the end result rather than the chemical.
Yeah, it's a psychological addiction, not a physical addiction.
Yeah.
I also think that sounds right, that it's a mental thing.
It is false.
Oh really?
Hmm.
In tests done on animals, like with all other substances that you give to animals, they will always choose water laced with steroids above any other water.
It's because they like sick gains.
Yeah.
You like sick gains.
You're trying to take it away from them, they'll break you in half.
Just give it to them. It's easier.
True or false? You can take steroids and just gain muscle mass sitting on the couch.
I think that's false.
I'm learning I don't know much about steroids.
Yeah, really testing me here. I mean, if they could just sit on the couch, wouldn't they? Would they still go to the gym?
I think maybe you get more if you go to the gym.
I look like Marcus Phoenix just sitting here.
If you want to keep up appearances, you have to at least go into the gym.
That's true.
Hmm. And then sit on their couch.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true. Why not? It's a miracle drug.
If you didn't need to go to the gym, but the gym helps, like, what would just sitting on the couch make you look like?
I told you, Marcus Phoenix.
I'm going to say true.
It is false.
Woo.
So if you take steroids and just sit around, you may gain some tone, but you will not gain muscle.
Oh, I think I'd rather have tone.
We're all out of toner.
Oh.
So, true or false, steroids occur naturally in the body.
True.
True.
Sounding confident, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, aren't steroids like sort of testosterone sort of thing?
Are they?
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, true.
not only is it true, but Kelly gets it right on. They're basically your sex hormones, a lot of them. I've got a multiple choice for you. Don't do these often. Steroids are a type of molecule in the body. You have three choices. Are they a lipid, a protein, or a carbohydrate?
Damn it. This came up on tests that I've taken like multiple times.
B.
What was it again?
Lipid, protein, carbohydrate.
Lipid.
None of those seem right. I'm gonna go with C. That way we have a full spread. It's a carb.
No way, man.
Adam was correct. They are a lipid.
Whew. Grief paying off.
Because they are non-water soluble, they do tend to remain for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to move on to my one term. I got two terms.
Okay.
What are bitch tits?
I mean, I've seen Fight Club, so I don't think it's fair for me to answer.
I think we've all seen Fight Club.
Though I did have that movie spoiled for me before I saw it.
That whoever did that was a monster.
It's when a man who doesn't have breasts develops breasts as a result of the hormones they're taking.
It's a type of steroid that comes from dog milk.
I'm going to go with Kelly's.
I'll give you guys the point. When you look at pictures of guys that supposedly have quote unquote bitch tits, it's basically a fat buildup around the nipples that makes their nipples sag. So their nipples start pointing down.
Sad nipples.
It just turns into like a long tube.
It makes your chest look kind of ashamed.
As it should be.
It's apologizing for what you've done.
Okay, what is roid rage?
I think that that's sort of a circular definition there.
It is, but give me what you think it is.
I remember the dinosaurs episode where he takes the spikes.
Don't we all?
Your eyes turn red. I mean, isn't it just steroids cause a buildup of testosterone, which increases aggression, which makes you punch things with your squishy hands.
Why are they squishy?
Because you kind of look overinflated when you take steroids.
True.
It's my new metal band.
That's a good one. Rage. What do you play?
Saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Accordion.
You knew that.
I did. Because I'm the accordion player.
It's when people scold you for doing illegal substances.
Yep. Sean's right. Like the buildup of testosterone makes you almost insanely ragey.
Yeah.
So we have two different steroids here. We have corticosteroids and anabolic steroids.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's most given by medical professionals is corticosteroids.
Uh-huh.
And what that is supposed to do is reduce inflammation, basically, in everybody.
Yep.
Is that what they give you if you have like asthma?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you have asthma, you get corticosteroids.
I have taken it.
Did you get the rages?
No.
The asthma rages?
If your immune system is
I'm going to kick your... Slow down!
Did you make yourself actually cough?
I did.
That's called method acting.
He's a genius.
But basically, like, and they can reduce inflammation if your immune system is overreacting, per se.
Mm-hmm.
They're also good for arthritis. They're good for tissue damage. It basically lets your body work the way it's intended if your body's overreacting.
Yeah. They do have side effects, though.
They do have side effects. Would you like to know some?
Sure.
So if you take too many corticosteroids, let's say you think you have asthma 24/7 and you're just inhaling on that stuff, you will get increased appetite and weight gain. Sudden mood swings.
But I have to go to the gym, right?
No. This is different. Muscle weakness.
Oh, no.
The irony.
Blurred vision, easy bruising.
Easy listening.
That's a MASH thing.
I think that qualifies.
Lower resistance to infection. Swollen, puffy face.
It's a medical term?
It's in quotes, so I only assume. Acne. Osteoporosis. For Sean, worsening of diabetes.
Oh, no.
High blood pressure. Stomach irritation, nervousness, having difficulty sleeping, cataracts, or glaucoma, and water retention.
That's the puffy fists you were talking about.
Yeah, those squishy fists. And that's just from the ones that are normally prescribed.
That's the good ones.
Yeah. Stop just inhaling those things like it was candy. Your candy inhaler, like everybody has one.
Yeah, they stopped selling those candy inhalers.
But what we're really here to talk about is anabolic steroids.
So they do sometimes prescribe anabolic steroids?
They can if you're having severe muscle weakness.
Huh, interesting.
Like if you really need to win that big game.
I don't think that's the thing.
This win was prescribed.
Oh, that was another trivia question. Are steroids illegal?
I mean,
not all of them.
They can only be prescribed. So if you get them off the internet or something, you're doing this illegally. Stop.
Like in every country?
Well, the U.S. at least.
The only one that matters, really.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anabolic steroids, basically, what they do is it's a form of synthetic testosterone.
It's better because science made it.
Synthetic testosterone.
So you're going to have science muscles.
That sounds awesome.
Basically, usually when you work out.
You're not supposed to be selling us drugs, Andy.
Sorry.
He started a lucrative side business.
When you work out, your muscles tear and then heal, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that, well, you damage your muscles and then cortisone moves in to...
To finish the job.
To break down the damage... Yes, basically to break down the damaged muscles, which leaves room for growth.
Okay.
What this synthetic testosterone does is it goes over to cortisone and says, not so fast. And the muscle pain is also caused by the cortisone shutting that down.
Hmm.
So the synthetic testosterone comes in and says, hey, cortisone, take a break. Cortisone says, I deserve a break.
You're right. I have worked hard.
I earned
this. So not only do you not get the pain from working out so hard, you build muscle on top of muscle on top of muscle on top of muscle.
But wouldn't it be broken muscle?
It does heal eventually, but we will get to that.
Okay.
Which is why, like, you will get toned if you're just sitting around because the testosterone is not letting the cortisone break down your muscles from atrophy.
Uh-huh. Oh,
interesting.
But the working out just lets you work out longer, harder,
better,
and more
faster,
often.
Stronger.
Yeah, better, faster, stronger. But that also kicks off a whole series of bad dominoes in your system.
Those evil
dominoes.
So now
that your body says, hey, you're just giving me testosterone. I don't need to make this anymore.
So how many testicles did you want me to make?
What does testosterone sound like?
Oh, yeah. This sounds macho.
Man.
Randy.
Savage.
Now that your body says that you don't need to, like, it's like, you don't need testosterone anymore, right? Your testes start shrinking.
Don't need these anymore.
Times to the size of peas.
Wow.
Well, the testes not only create semen, but they also create most of your testosterone.
Yeah.
And once your body says, well, we don't need this anymore, it goes, shut it all down.
I wonder where it puts all that as extra effort that it was wasting on testes.
Into rage, Adam. Into rage. Not only that, the extra testosterone that you're putting into your body will be broken down into estrogen.
Yeah. Well, is that what happens? I always thought that your body, like, I don't know, like the thing that sort of gets rid of testosterone from your body was estrogen. And so your body's just like, man, we got to get rid of all this testosterone. So it just started cranking out estrogen like crazy.
From what I read, it's broken down, but it could be the same thing.
Huh.
Not the same thing, but an equal reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was sort of my understanding. It was sort of a reaction to it.
Which is what gives you the increased fat buildup around your genitals. You lose hair for some reason because testosterone makes hair grow.
No, testosterone makes your hair fall out. So more testosterone means less hair.
You get a lot of acne because you go back to a puberty-like state.
I'm looking so sweet.
And Sean, one of the side effects of taking too much anabolic steroids is cracking voice.
Really? Like, would your voice go even deeper eventually?
I don't know. And that's one of the things, like, the Food and Drug Administration says, yeah, if you're taking illegal steroids, at least don't be below 18.
What?
We'll make you a very short, strong man. A very short, angry, strong man because you never hit puberty.
Huh. Well, you never, like, finish puberty.
So, I don't have testes.
You so don't.
What
Good
would
point,
happen
Kelly.
To my body?
Your testes would swell tenfold.
In a woman, the breasts shrink.
Weird.
And your clitoris might swell to the size of 2.5 inches, making a pseudopenis.
Wow.
I'd be a hyena.
Find everything very funny.
You also gain the facial hair and get swole.
Yeah. That's weird. So it makes hair fall out in men but grow in women?
Yeah, yep. Like
you
some
do get facial hair in women.
Yeah, it's like some of the effects seem to be the same, but some of them are like exactly the opposite.
Well, we're dealing with hormones here, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
As a quick little side story about testosterone and why I know that it makes hair fall out, because the scientist who discovered it, basically, he found a pair of twins, and one of them was a criminal and one of them wasn't. And at that point in time, criminals were castrated, and this happened when he was like a teenager. And then his brother came and to visit him, and his brother was bald, and the guy in prison wasn't. And he's like, huh, I wonder if it had something to do with being castrated. So he gave him testosterone injections, and all his hair fell out. It's like, as if it wasn't bad enough that he had no testicles, he just made his hair fall out.
So when you see a big, muscly man, how do you know if they've been doing steroids? Well, I have some tips.
I ask them.
If they scream at you.
Been doing steroids? Apparently, like, reading this, if you go to the gym and just ask somebody, like, hey, you got steroids? Or one of 10 people is bound to say yes.
Wow.
So the very first thing is, if you see a very muscly man with a beer gut.
I mean, basically. I feel like I see that a lot in the World Strongman competitions.
Yeah.
And I'm showing Adam some pictures here. That guy's stomach is abbed out, but it looks like it's distended like a gross bug. It looks like he has a shell for a stomach.
He's wearing like a muscle carapace.
When I think super muscly and beer gut, I think baseball players.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a reason for that. The thing is that when people take a lot of steroids, they try to cut it by taking insulin and HGH, because they think they won't get addictive if they take these two things.
What's HGH?
Human growth hormone.
I mean, I don't follow their logic here, but...
Yeah.
Well, they've been told that by other muscle-bound
steroid
boys.
Users.
It's an urban legend in the steroid community.
And there's a bunch of methods, like, okay, so what you do to take steroids and not get addicted, you do 12 weeks on, 6 weeks off, 9 weeks on, 6 weeks off. Or you double up. You take one type of steroid and another type of steroid. Or like this one, you take steroids at the same time you're taking insulin and HGH, and it cancels out the addiction.
I don't know. Sean's pretty addicted to insulin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just really can't quit that stuff.
The problem being is that when you take HGH and insulin and steroids at the same time, it gives you like this weird big belly.
Huh.
At the same time, it's building muscle, so you get this weird bug carapace for a stomach.
So you get a 1 foot thick muscle over your stomach?
Basically, like you have a beer belly that looks like it could stop a bullet.
As far as beer bellies go, it is pretty impressive.
Number two should be just obvious. Disproportionate development of upper body muscles.
Because you can't skip leg day.
Well, that's another thing like they point out is like dudes who are addicted to steroids normally never work out their legs.
Is there a correlation there?
It's like essentially...
Like, well, they view upper body strength as like a huge thing, but they don't work out their lower body. So you see a guy that's like a gigantic tank on top and then a Civic on the bottom.
Can't actually support his own upper body.
The next one is those bitch tits.
Yeah.
And you see here, Adam, the sad Weird. Nipples.
Yeah. Like it's like he was playing with the vacuum hose.
Also another side effect of taking steroids. Fascination with vacuum cleaners.
It's the fat that, like, fat starts to grow around your breasts because you have the increased estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You will get acne everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just on your face, but on your back, your legs, your genitals.
Inside your eyelids.
Oh, God.
And then stretch marks around the muscles.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you grew so fast. Oh, vascular. I'm going to add vascular.
Yeah.
It's not on the list, but... there's a sudden increase in muscle mass after years of stagnation.
Yeah.
So if you suddenly see somebody bulk up, probably doing steroids. They didn't work hard.
Yeah, I read something a couple years ago, which I haven't really followed up on, but it was basically saying that like this cortisone that you have, like everybody has like a natural level of cortisone and everybody has a maximum speed that they can build muscle at. And those two will eventually cancel each other out. So there's some people that can just work out forever. Like they can work out for 8 hours a day and they won't grow past a certain point because they just can't.
Yeah.
And then there's other people with very little cortisone naturally and they just barely work out at all and they just get super huge. So yeah, I could see that if like somebody would play like trying to bulk up and they just spent years not being able to do it and they get frustrated.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they seem surprisingly easy to get.
Yeah.
The side effects of anabolic steroids while we're at it are you develop breasts, get painful erections, which you may have to have drained.
What are they which that could be really good or really bad depending on what they're draining.
Well, the painful erections thing goes along with basically it's like taking Viagra. and you have an erection for longer than 4 hours, they have to drain that thing.
Ugh.
With a needle.
Gotta do crotch trepanation.
Well, I don't think they don't drill into it, but they take a very large needle. your testicle shrink, which I mentioned, sometimes the size of peas, people say. Mm-hmm.
So they say.
You have a pee-pee.
Decreased sperm count. Infertility.
Yeah.
I feel like those two go along with the decreased testicles.
Impotency. So you just can't get it up at all.
Well, no more painful.
You can't get it up or it never goes down?
One of the two.
Just, it's off or on.
I have a combination.
Wink.
Women who take anabolic steroids can grow excessive face and body hair. So you turn to Robin Williams.
Me, I'm working out.
Had their voices deepen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Experience menstrual irregularities, which is...
That's distressingly vague.
From what I understand, you can either have a period that lasts a month or no periods for forever.
Yeah, if you work out real hard, it's not uncommon to lose your period anyway, so...
Yeah, I have heard that.
It's you get that big old clitoris.
So, again, the painful erections.
Yeah. Reduced breast size, and if you're pregnant, you can have a masculinized fetus.
What does that mean?
Okay, so here's the deal. If you're pregnant and you're going to have a female child, they will be masculinized. They'll have all the features that we just mentioned.
Come out with a full beard.
Yep. Weird.
Like, they'll have male-esque features.
I assume it's because of just, like, being flooded with testosterone just everywhere.
Yeah, testosterone's flowing everywhere.
Huh.
All fetuses start out female, and, you know, it's hormones that pull that switch, so that's not surprising. Yeah.
That makes sense.
You can have the smallest, buffest baby.
Whir!
Whir! Forms its own C-section.
Give me that bottle. Do it myself. For both men and women, you get acne. You have oily scalp and skin, so you're oily all over.
Slippery.
Bodybuilders always look kind of oiled up anyways.
Maybe that's how that got started.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I meant to do this.
Yeah.
I did. I meant to look oily.
All the cool guys are dousing themselves in olive oil.
You experience a yellowing of the skin because it's shutting down your kidneys. Because
testosterone is yellow.
Yeah, because testosterone is yellow. You become bald. Your tendons may rupture.
God.
Ouch.
Out of your skin.
Looks like a cilia. He's not wrong.
Oh,
like
man.
Heart attacks just happen. You may have an enlarged heart, which I assume increases the heart attacks.
And love for Christmas.
You develop a... All the Who's down in Whoville were lifting.
Look at those weak-ass nerds down there.
You develop a significant risk of liver disease and liver cancer, also tumors of the liver and kidneys. Your bad cholesterol skyrockets.
Wait, so my bad cholesterol becomes worse cholesterol?
Well, the thing, like, there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And unfortunately, your naturally occurring steroids were the ones that were taking good cholesterol and turning it into the good stuff. It turns it into the hormones and stuff that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Except that now that you're not producing your own steroids
anymore. That science got involved.
It just built up. Wild mood swings.
Catastrophic cholesterol, which is hard to say.
You may fly into rages.
I was hoping it would just fly.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You might fly.
It's like, I might sign me up.
And you will suffer delusions.
Of grandeur.
teens who take it may have short height due to arrested bone growth because your bones are like, okay, we're done growing.
That's plenty tall, right? 4 foot's good.
And girls suffer long-term masculinization, which is what we just discussed, like the Dr. Big Clit.
You gotta trim your beard for your prom.
So there's all these bad side effects, and yet people still take them.
Now that won't happen to me.
Well, like I said, they try to cut these things in weird ways. So it's like, human growth hormone will stop this entirely.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you never know what kind of steroids you're getting, because they're illegal. You have to buy them in the black market.
The FDA isn't, you know, checking them for you and putting stamps on them?
No.
So it might have come from dog's milk.
So... Most of the steroids that you're getting illegally tend to be animal steroids, which are about 10 times the dose that you would need.
Why? Why don't we just lower the dose then?
Because they're not telling you that they're animal steroids. They just tell you, these are steroids, good for muscle. Go
Maybe
lift.
We should pull them from smaller animals instead of like horses and elephants.
I got some mouse steroids.
And now that you say it out loud, nobody would buy that.
Some mouse steroids? Are you, people would go crazy over elephant steroids.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So people often dose themselves too much and get the roid rage that we were talking about.
So how long does that take? Like, is that like a buildup sort of thing? Or can you like just take one good dose and then get super pissed off like an hour later?
It is a buildup sort of thing. Basically, it takes you a while to lose like your normal hormones.
Hmm. Yeah.
And your body readjusts, and then your brain chemistry readjusts, and then you're kind of an angry asshole. Which we'll talk, like, we're going to get into stories here, which several of them are very nice. So, we have a nice man here named Ed from England.
Sounds like a friendly guy.
Ed took steroids from the age of 16 to 34.
Oof. Wow.
Every so now we know day. He's probably short.
He doesn't look short in his
well,
picture, but
we
he's
can't
got,
see his legs.
Yeah. He's standing on a table.
He says he did not become aggressive, but he did get the bitch tits we talked about. And like so much fat buildup in his chest
pectorals.
That it had to be taken out.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was going fine for him until one night in 1977, he was cooking dinner and his heart exploded.
I mean, when you say your heart explodes, like,
yeah,
is there an audible pop? Like?
His aorta split in half from his heart all the way to his legs.
What?
Wow. And he is he okay?
He survived.
How?
What? He was going to have both legs amputated in his body and have most of his organs replaced.
That's why we can't see his legs in the picture, Andy.
The doctors put him into a coma and over time replaced his aorta with a big plastic tube.
Jeez. Put in some PVC pipe.
He had to spend 2 years in bed.
Jeez.
And then 5 years in a wheelchair.
Makes it hard to lift.
Yeah.
He says he's off steroids now.
But with enough steroids, he'd stay toned in bed.
God, his aorta is split in half, but he looks great.
Man, that's a long rip.
A long split. Imagine you're like, I don't even know what that would feel like.
Yeah, I imagine it happening almost like an old phone cord, which just like unspiraled all the way down.
But they did manage to replace all of that for him. That's damn near a miracle. The guy looks leathery now.
I imagine sounding like a zipper.
Yeah. And look at Adam can tell you has a scar on his left side running from all the way to his left side to his belly button.
He looks like the wisest man in prison.
He does look like the wisest man in prison. And we will link these in the show notes. The next story I have is also from England, from West Yorks.
Yorks!
This man is named Adam.
Oh, no. That's my picture. How'd you do that?
Does have red hair.
Is there anything you've been wanting to tell us?
My God, has this whole show been space. Just a lead up to an intervention?
Stop taking it. Adam is so jacked right now. You don't understand.
You shut your mouth.
Adam never had the physical problems when he took steroids on and off for 10 years, starting at the age of 19. However, man. He ended up with 16 convictions for violence. And those came from working security at bars where he would be fired constantly. The people would have minor altercations and he would just beat the crap out of them.
They'd drop a napkin on the floor and he'd tackle them to the ground and beat their face in.
Now, the steroids, opposite of what we said, heightened his libido. And because he was already a ragey asshole, he cheated on his girlfriends constantly.
Well, he had that nonstop erection for 10 yeah. years.
It was a cry for help.
He says he lost at least 10 girlfriends.
10?
A week.
He was a very handsome, strong man. Come on.
He was so aggressive.
You're my girlfriend now. He started feeling the depression that comes with steroids at around age 26.
I don't think you mentioned that as one of the...
I did mention it changes your brain chemistry.
Okay, yeah, like mood swings, okay.
The wild mood swings. He felt a deep depression and attempted to kill himself.
But he was just too tough.
Yep, bounced right off. The hangman's noose, of course. Bounced right off of it.
He just flexed and broke the noose.
Mm-hmm. He says, I will never do steroids again. It gives you the outlook of a teenage boy.
The eyes of a child.
Yeah, in the eyes of a child. And in the eyes of a child. And here I have 10 disturbing results of steroid abuse. I have a picture here for Adam.
Just for me.
It's a female bodybuilder who has a mustache, but that's not... Sometimes women have mustaches, that's fine.
Sure.
The thing is that her clitoris grew to 3 inches.
Wow.
That's up there.
And she no longer has breasts at all.
Yeah.
They're just gone.
I sort of heard about, I don't remember what this was, but there was like some sort of story where like there was a women's bodybuilding competition and they started like measuring clitorises as part of the like physical exam. Just
really?
Trying to like weed out steroids.
All right. It's not a contest, ladies.
I believe it. Like Major League Baseball cracked down hard on this after Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, no, we're not. We're just doing some steroids. Like, yeah, but you guys are breaking records and everybody
all
else
the time.
Is.
And
so
bats.
Now there's big asterisks. Asterisk is. How do you say that word?
I'll try again.
Asterisks.
There you go.
Askari.
Yes. Next to their name in the record books because they took steroids. And Major League Baseball tests constantly now.
That's good.
That's why the Russians tried doping instead of steroids for the Olympics. But you can test for that now, too.
What's the difference?
Doping is a weird air thing, from what I understand.
I mean,
weird
everybody's
air.
Got air.
I'd have to look it up. Like, because of steroid testing, the Russians tried this alternative thing.
I think a lot of the doping in the Olympics, and please don't quote me on this, everyone who's listening, it's something to do with stuff in the blood that makes you like process oxygen faster,
that. I thought it was like depriving you of oxygen for a little bit, and then you take a whole bunch of pure oxygen, and then this and that.
But I mean, like, high altitude training is, I don't think that would be illegal in itself.
Yeah.
Here I have a picture for you, Adam.
I don't like this one.
The Brazilian man whose arm exploded.
Oh, man. Would you rather have your heart explode or your arm?
Well, definitely the arm.
They don't have a name here, but a man from Maceió, Brazil, whose arms were 90 centimeters.
Man.
Due to steroid abuse. Crashed his motorcycle, and when he landed, his arm immediately split open because of the damaged muscle underneath.
Did they have to replace it with a plastic tube?
It's like a Gallagher concert.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Death by arm explosion.
That's pretty metal.
He died because it immediately became infected, and there was a lot of stuff to try to sew together or get rid of. But his arm just...
He can't find his arm under all this muscle.
Split like
in the
a
notes,
peach.
Like, his bicep has just split. Yeah. Entirely, and they're trying to sew it together here in this picture, but hey!
They don't have enough rope.
Need to use metal twine.
Now, here's a thing that often happens with steroid abuse, is that people are ashamed of using steroids, and they can't get the stuff that you ingest or the creams, so they have to inject it.
I didn't know there was creams that could do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. The thing is that because they have to hide their steroid abuse, they often use the same needle over and over. And over.
We all know is it's completely safe as long as you don't share.
I mean, to a point, I guess.
So often you develop gigantic abscesses. Infections that are filled with pus that make your muscles look even bigger.
Oh, good.
Until they pop.
Got this row of small bumpy muscles down my arm. Isn't it awesome?
So Greg Valentino had worldwide fame and YouTube fame for having the biggest biceps in the world. He was also one of those guys that had tiny legs.
Yeah.
The problem is that his biggest biceps in the world were caused by an internal infection.
Oof.
That eventually had to be cut out.
Yeah.
When they had to cut into his arm, pus poured out.
Oh, man. They had to get a second bucket.
Oh, no.
Well, and it turned out that he was not just... He had the biggest biceps not because of muscle, but because his arm was one big zit. And, there's another picture here. It's just his bicep flabby.
Yeah. And he flew home. That's the origin of Bat Boy.
I saved the worst for last here, I think.
Okay.
Has everybody heard of Chris Benoit?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Chris Benoit was a wrestler in the WWE.
Oh, I think I know.
Still don't.
He was a fairly popular heel character.
Wait.
And people loved him.
What's a heel character?
So there's faces and heels in wrestling. Faces are the good guys, heels are the bad guys.
Okay, that... makes complete sense now that you say it.
He went missing on June 22nd, 2007, and missed a couple of shows. So the police went to go do a welfare check on June 25th, 2007. They discovered not only his body, but the body of his wife and his 7-year-old son.
They'd all drowned in muscle.
Yep, that's what happened. He ballooned up like Tetsuo.
Open the door to his house and muscle poured out.
His wife had... a bunch of different drugs in her system, but if they were all antidepressants and they were all at like the correct levels.
That seems reasonable given the situation.
His son had his mom's Xanax in her system enough to put him to sleep.
Okay.
Benoit had Xanax, hydrocodone, and an elevated level of testosterone caused by steroids.
Yeah.
And it looks like not only did Benoit cave in his wife and son's head, he went and hung himself on a weight machine.
Wow.
So he had a huge rage, killed his wife and son, sunk into depression, and hung himself on the weight machine.
Man,
died as he lived.
And I remember this happening when I used to watch wrestling, because this happened when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, kid-ish.
So I was only 22.
Like, they had a whole episode of WWE. Like, I was only 23.
A child of 23.
They had a whole episode that was like, oh my God, what an awful thing. I was like, yeah, but what an awful man. Stop trying to say that he was like a sweet man.
Yeah. He pile-drived his family to death.
He probably was a sweet man. So the moral of the story.
Looking at the picture, for a steroid user, he's not that outlandish looking.
They're incredibly vascular.
Well, a lot of people who bodybuild do that.
Taciturn.
And I think that's like, when we come from a perspective of road rage is different. Roid rage.
What drug does that?
Driving. The guy beating up people was bad, but just a guy killing his whole family and going, what have I done?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not like you can say it wasn't his fault. It was the drugs, because he was voluntarily taking the drugs, knowing what they do to you.
And I suppose it, in his industry, you have to look very muscular, and maybe he was falling behind, but come on.
Yeah.
Not an excuse.
No. Does anybody have any experiences with steroids?
Yeah, like now's the time. I said I took the asthma steroids, which, yeah, I was a kid. I had asthma for a long time, and I got put on all kinds of different things. I don't remember what was going on exactly, but it was a sort of a bad time. I was having some bad asthma episodes, and so they put me on this steroid. And I remember it was crazy looking, because my normal inhalers were like these little tubes that were like 3 inches tall, and they had a little spigot for your mouth, and you would just kind of squeeze it, and it would do a little tss in your mouth, and it was almost like a breath freshener sort of thing. But this thing was a tube that was like 6 inches long and like 3 inches in diameter, and it like unfolded into like this PVC Blue Man Group machine, and it would like press it down, and it would go like, and it would like blast this stuff into my lungs. I mean, it helped with my asthma, but it made my, like, it made me really twitchy. Like, my hands would shake and like my muscles were really tense. I guess it was like an anxiety sort of feeling, and like my breathing would get really fast and I would get kind of dizzy, and it was really unpleasant. So like, as soon as I could, I got off that stuff, because it was just awful.
Yeah. I had a friend who has really severe asthma, and she went through a summer where she pretty much couldn't go outside because it was
just the allergies.
Yeah, the pollen and everything was just so high, it was triggering her asthma, and they had her on steroids, and she had the mood swings. Like, they were just, she was miserable while she was on them. But, you know, the other alternative was not to be able to breathe. So,
yeah. Well, like I said, it replaces your normal hormones. So it's a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Even if it's good for you, like, you should be able to breathe.
Always beneficial.
We had a friend once that broke his leg trying to jump over an entire jungle gym.
From a standing start.
He had a multiple fracture. They casted it, and then the doctor gave him anabolic steroids for his leg. And the kid could not stop showing off his entirely too muscular leg. Like, he would show off his one leg and be like, look at this, normal calf muscle, look at this.
Kept cracking walnuts in the calf, in the pit of his leg.
And it was like a weird vascular man leg for a child.
And it stopped growing, so now he looks like he's got a peg leg.
He's always got a limp.
Dum, 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 dum. No more, sir. Adam, are you doing steroids?
I mean, what if I was?
It's been hours at least.
Not at this very moment, no.
No, he's doing it right now. He's rubbing creams all over himself.
Can I just make my face really muscly?
Oh my God. The most intimidating smile.
I'm gonna snap those eyebrows up and down.
Okay, folks, it's time for What Are Your Morals Worth?
Okay.
You have entered a bodybuilding contest.
That sounds like me.
Okay. Yep. Sounds like all of us.
The prize is $5 million.
Ooh.
And this is based on, like, muscle mass, basically. Okay. And also, like, lifting capability. Muscle mass, it's a strongman sort of thing.
Okay. So I have to pull an airplane.
You know that you can't build that much muscle by yourself, and you're about to take steroids. How much?
How much steroids would I do?
The first prize is $5 million. Second prize, 1 million.
Mm.
And it decreases.
How many competitors are there? Because if there's just two...
If it's just the four of us.
There is 150 competitors. Okay. Third prize is one is 500,000. Fourth prize, 10,000. Fifth prize, $1,000. You are about to bulk up like hell. You can choose the sort of steroid you want. Pill, cream, or injection.
Can I choose the animal it comes from?
I want a duck.
Duck steroids.
I'll go for giant
squid. I think we're all hoping to get some animal powers.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way that works. I watched Black Panther.
I don't know. This seems very...
How many weeks could I convince you to take steroids to bulk up for this? You have 3 months.
Well, I'm already taking insulin, so I'm obviously going to be fine.
Well, yeah, you're not addicted at all. You're going to get that big old bug gut.
Man.
I don't think I would.
I mean, I think it's going to be better than like these other people we were just talking about, because I wouldn't be taking it with the intention of continuing to take it after I was done.
Yeah,
that's true. You don't intend to, but...
Right. But I also have three witnesses here to keep me in check.
Yeah, but you could Hulk out on us. And...
All three of you could maybe tie me down or something.
No, Adam already has a good center of gravity. If he gained muscle mass, we'd all be dead.
Hey, you're already tough, Adam. I want to take you on.
Oh, thanks.
He's practically bulletproof.
I mean, it's not tested.
Yet? I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I'm going to have these side effects, if I'm going to go through it anyway, I might as well just, like, push through for first place. Because, like, you know, yeah. Why not at that point? Like, it's not worth it for $1,000.
Now, quickly, imagine Sean's head on a gigantic muscular vascular body.
I've already got a kid, so I don't have to worry about my pee-pee-pees.
I do have to worry about her delicate, soft skull.
Yeah.
Let me pick up baby.
You have to wear big mitts.
You know, the oven mitts that steroid users often wear.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have to go with Sean on this one, like in for a penny, in for a pound.
You know, I have to go for the gold.
I will take the smallest penny I'm legally allowed to take in this scenario.
Shoot for that participation ribbon.
Yay.
Yeah, I was also going to go for the small one because I'm already bald enough.
That's the only thing slowing you down. One for the bald.
I feel like, part of this is I don't know how like fast this stuff works. Like,
it works pretty fast.
Like if I say I'm taking it for a week, I don't know what kind of results I would get in a week.
It's basically double the results you'd get from normally working out.
Yeah, the other thing is I just hate working out, and that's not going to change just because I'm on steroids.
I've started working out. It's terrible.
I'm okay with working out. It's the cardio that's the real mind
killer.
Well,
don't do cardio. You get that enlarged heart and your aorta will just... just unravel.
It sounds like a fishing line being cast.
Like an old phone cord. So we got Adam at big, Sean at big, me and Kelly at small.
Andy, can I move in with you until Sean's back to normal? One of the things I love about him is how not violent he is.
Then me and Sean will move in together and it'll just be weights just everywhere.
Arm wrestling contests all day.
Here's the problem, Kelly, is if we leave them together, they got to keep doing steroids and wrestling.
True. Well, no, if you keep us together, if one of us is honest, then you have the strongest person to keep the other person in check.
But for how long?
But the dishonest one becomes less strong, or that's more true. Strong, and the honest one becomes less strong.
I don't know. There's holes in this.
What about you, dear viewers?
Are they watching us?
Your eyes.
I should put on a shirt.
I disagree.
Oh, you're so vascular. If that's all we have, then I guess that's it for this episode of Acid Pop, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.